In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
Hello. Welcome to another exciting episode of Keepers of the Fringe. I am Derek, and I am here with the... Shit, I had something and I totally forgot it. It's Chris. Hey!
Hey, it's me. I'm the shit he totally forgot about.
I had something, too. I thought of it in the shower today.
Wow, that's weird.
It is. Anyway.
I don't know if I like that you were thinking of me while you were naked and soapy.
I always do. You know, halfway through the show, I'm going to think of it too.
Of me?
No, oh. Of what I had come up with for a duo for us.
Oh.
Anyway.
I can only think of, like, you know, the Abbott to Mike Costello or some bullshit.
I had thought of that, yeah, but...
I don't even know anybody knows who the fuck they are nowadays, but...
I actually take some time thinking of these things.
Yeah, it's hard to... Only to it forget. Probably is hard to come up with that. New ones every time.
Son of a fuck me, bitch, I forgot it. Anyway, let's move on to the show, shall we? So, we got some interesting topics to talk about this week. Let's start off with the He-Man reboot.
He-Man!
That is,
coming that out. That was a shitty Skeletor, if anybody was wondering.
I thought that was Zorko.
I don't remember how he sounded.
He-Man! There you go. You can be the trap jaw to the beast man to my Skeletor. So it's coming out in December 18th, 2019.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings.
I do too.
I never really was too big on the cartoon there.
I liked He-Man, but I was never, even when the original movie came out, I wasn't that interested in it.
Yeah, well, that's probably because it wasn't very good.
But I see, it wasn't very good at all. Not at all.
But, I do like He-Man, but I'm not... Did you see the one they redid it?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
From what I saw of it. And the best part of that is that McG was originally supposed to direct it, but now he's not doing it.
So yeah.
That makes me excited.
I put McG up there with Michael Bay and Joel Schumacher as some of my least favorite directors.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
And M. Night Shyamalan-a-ding-dong.
Shyamalan-a-ding-dong.
So.
All I want to do is Shyamalan-a-ding, my ding-along. I couldn't
finish. So, I don't know. I mean,
I saw the guy that they said is supposed to be He-Man. And, you know, they just came out with that Legend of Hercules movie, like, last year or something.
Yeah.
And I think it was the lead in that.
Really?
And, I mean, at least from the picture of that, I don't really see He-Man in that, but...
Mm. And then, I don't know, it's like, I don't even know if I really am that interested in a He-Man movie. Because I just don't see them doing it right.
Yeah, and I don't know if I really... Well, it's weird, like, I want it to look like He-Man, but I don't know if I really want to see a big buff guy with a Dutch boy haircut
and a loincloth.
I don't think I want to see that.
No. I don't think you can properly do the He-Man universe without it looking weird in live action.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I like He-Man. I used to, enjoy He-Man, but it is a weird concept. Like, I can't see them do
it. There's some in my head a little bit. I can kind of see it being cool, but I don't know how to translate that.
See, all I keep seeing is the original movie.
See, like, Trap Jaw and stuff. Like, I used to like Trap Jaw.
Yeah, Trap Jaw's cool.
There's some ones that would be hard to pull off.
I got a couple over behind me, if you look.
Oh, yeah.
I got Trap Jaw, Skeletor.
Yeah, Beast Man. Like, Beast Man. Like, those ones can translate, but, like, Stinkor or fucking...
Moss Man.
Buzz Off or
what? Yeah, Buzz Off.
That might be tough.
Or Mechaneck.
Mechaneck.
Or freaking Triclops with the spinning...
Oh, yeah.
The eye things.
Well, that one could maybe pull off.
Yeah, I see if... I keep popping in my head it feeling like in one of the old 80s fantasy-type movies. Like the really...
Like Beastmaster?
Yeah, like Beastmaster and stuff. Although that's a classic, but...
Yeah. I don't know. I would definitely maybe give it a shot. I would definitely maybe give it a shot.
I would definitely maybe give it a shot.
That doesn't really make any sense.
I would definitely maybe skip it too, so.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be a, I have to go see it at the theater thing.
Yeah, we'll see what comes of it. We'll see what the trailers and stuff look like. Maybe it'll look really cool. We'll see.
Yeah.
And one thing they need is Battle Cat.
Battle Cat.
So a giant green tiger. Green,
that'd be sweet.
Green with the yellow stripes.
I kind of want to see a Thundercats movie.
That would be cool. I'd like to see that.
Thundercats.
Did you watch the...
Snarf.
No snarf.
Snarf.
No snarf.
Mumra. That would be cool.
That would be cool. Did maybe. You see the reboot of the Thundercats cartoon?
I did.
They started, but...
Yeah, I started watching it. That was
It wasn't good. Too bad. I liked it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then just kind of died.
Same with the He-Man thing. It kind of didn't go that far.
Yeah. So, maybe some things can't be revived, but we'll see.
Silverhawks next.
Huh?
Silverhawks.
Silverhawks. Yeah. I don't see that happening.
Bionic Six.
That could kind of work. They could update Bionic that. Bionic Six. I know you.
It's very diverse cast already.
That's so true. Yeah.
That's just asking for it.
Big family. Yeah.
And I think they were all adopted.
Yeah. Big adopted family. Oh, that's nice. With bionics. Oh, that's nice. They can be like the sequel to the $6 million not enough money man now. Weren't they rebooting that?
I did hear something about
like that.
Yeah.
I know they tried to reboot The Bionic Woman as a TV show a couple years ago and failed.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. I didn't even see it.
What a piece of junk.
Exactly.
It's not good.
Actually, I didn't think it was that bad, but it didn't last long. I don't even think it lasted a whole season.
Well, now they're quick to... They don't even give it a fucking full season nowadays.
Yeah. No shit.
You get like 5 shows in it if it ain't doing well... Which is too bad because there's a lot of shows in history that didn't do well when they first came out, but came out, you know, turned into be classic shows.
Yeah, I think like Seinfeld didn't do well when it first came out, and it's fucking Seinfeld. Come on.
Yeah. The only one I can really think of, which probably nobody remembers, is the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, yeah.
That was not, didn't do well at all.
But sometimes these things take a little time to warm up.
Yeah, you have to give it a chance.
Yeah.
Especially you put all that money into it. It's like,
at
least give it a season, see what the fuck happens.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of shit out there nowadays and everything, but, you know, give these things a chance to do something before you pull the plug on them, for crying out loud.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Preach it, brother!
I mean, you know, we're only on, what, episode 12 now, so we'd have been dead a long time ago.
Yeah, it's going to be a slow, long disappointment, I think.
And then what would our 3 listeners do?
I know. They'd have to, like, listen to somebody else or, like, go outside or some shit. Although, we ain't gonna let it happen, man.
Yeah,
you,
man.
You 3 listeners, we got your back.
You ain't getting rid of us that easy. Yeah, so.
We're here for you.
I just wish I knew who they were.
I don't know.
I know a couple of them.
Yeah.
They're my comrades on the Weepy Geeks Network. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. All right, so let's move on to our next topic, shall we?
Nice. Let's roll out.
So there is, they're going to be remaking the Stephen King's Firestarter. Oh, no. No, I have that song stuck in my head.
I know. I'm trying to sing it right now.
That's a Firestarter. No. Stop. So that's interesting, of course.
Yeah. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it because as a youngin'. Oh, go ahead.
I have it saying it's going to be directed by Akiva Goldsman.
Which he hasn't done too much with good stuff.
I'm not... What has he done?
Seen. I looked it up. I'm trying to remember. Well, I think he's done some classics that people like. Like, I think he did, like, Jumanji and shit like that. And one of the Honey, I Shrunk some bullshit.
Honey, I Shrunk some bullshit. Don't step in it.
It's very small.
Honey, I Shrunk my testicles. It's cold out. Anyway,
I think that was the same guy. I don't know. But he didn't really... I think there were a couple movies that I was like, oh, that one wasn't bad. But, wait, what movie were we talking about?
Firestarter.
Oh, yeah. I totally lost it. I, as a kid, I really liked the original one.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's another Stephen King story.
Which, since they never quite do Stephen King stories justice in movies, I guess maybe that wouldn't be such a bad thing. But I don't think...
I did like that one.
I never read Firestarter, so...
Yeah.
I can't compare the story in the movie because I've never read it, but...
I'm kind of neutral on it.
The movie wasn't bad.
It had George G. Scott in it.
Yes, it did.
How are you going to top that one, huh? Now, who are you going to put in it?
George D. Scott. Oh, the clone. The clone of George C. Scott.
I don't know. But it's kind of like, it's a remake, but I'm not offended by it. But
yeah. But do we need it?
Mm. Like, I just watched the remake of Carrie the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Which it wasn't terrible, but at the same time, it's like...
What's the point?
Yeah, you have better effects now, but I mean...
Yeah. You could have just went back and redid the effects in the original, like Star Wars.
Special edition.
Special edition. Carrie, special edition.
It's been some weird random creatures, like, walking around behind Carrie, special edition.
Have a Jawa swing through. What's So... That I would like to see.
Yeah, shit, I would like to see that.
That would be.
Make no fucking sense. They should be awesome.
Just remake everything. Everything that they remake, they should just throw in Star Wars elements. Just random Star Wars stuff.
Except for the music number.
Yeah.
Chow bow, chicky bow, wow. Oh! No.
You had to go there, didn't you?
I know.
Oh, man. That's.
Leave that out.
Yes, please.
What a piece of junk.
You ain't kidding. Jeez. All right. So Firestarter, we're kind of We're kind of lukewarm on.
There's no fire started here, my friends.
Don't get technical with me.
Yeesh. So... Do we know that that's all we know about that, right? We don't have like a release date or anything on that one.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
Yeah,
about
I didn't either. All right, so let's go from remakes to sequels. Word is that Mike Myers wishes to make another Austin Powers movie.
I was about to try to do Austin Powers, but... I
should have had that for a fucking... a voice thing.
I have mixed feelings on that, too.
So, my question is, actually, this is my wife's question when we were discussing it last night. Is he just going to redo the same jokes again?
Yeah, he really... Because really milked those, huh?
You remember how much we loved the first one?
I still love the first one.
Yeah, it's still awesome. I remember, like, seeing it for the first time, laughing my ass off, and then seeing it again, like, the second time, and laughing before.
Yeah.
Because we knew what was coming.
There's so many good moments. And what I really love is, like, just the mannerisms and stuff. Like, yeah. Just everything about it just worked.
Yeah.
But then they went too far. Mm-hmm. Like, the second one I didn't really like too much.
Well, the second one was just a rehash of the same jokes, unfortunately.
Yeah, they made it, like, crasser and, like...
Yeah. Which is never good.
Yeah, like, you know, a lot of shit jokes. And I was like, yeah, oh, you went too far.
Yeah.
And then the third one, you know, wasn't that good either.
I
like gold.
I barely remember the third one.
And he was
one.
like snapping skin flakes off and eating them and shit. Like,
yeah.
That was just gross.
Yeah. Like, and then, like, I remember the third one had Beyonce in it. I'm like, who cares? I mean,
yeah, that was.
I am not a fan of Beyonce in any way.
No.
At all. In fact, I've had enough Beyonce. That's enough Beyonce.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll get us some
yeah, people love
hate
that.
Mail. You leave Beyonce alone.
It's too much. It's just all over the place. It's like, enough already.
Yeah. I was just like, I wanted to like the movies, but it just felt like we were just watching the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you watch Love Guru? Did you see that? I think that was like
no.
His last movie comedy movie he did. It was shockingly bad.
Like, that's what I've heard, yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah, like it was not good.
It was not funny.
What a piece of junk.
So, but I haven't seen him in so long, so maybe it's like reset. Like, that's the same thing with, remember Jim Carrey? Remember when we went to see The Grinch?
Yep.
And at that point, I didn't really like it because it was just felt like it was too much. Like, he was too damn much.
Oh, right,
you know, like,
yeah.
He just kept notching it up.
Yep.
And you're like, Jesus, man, take it down, like, you know, 10 notches. And, but I haven't seen him in so long that now my niece loves that movie, and I've watched it with her, and yeah, I really like it now.
I know. We watch it during the Christmas season now, and we're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Because now I kind of miss him because he's not around anymore doing that.
So
hopefully that's the same effect with him. I would like to see it, but it's probably not going to be.
Yeah. I'm interested in seeing another Austin Powers if they can not just take the old jokes and rehash them.
Dr. Evil, I fucking love Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil's awesome.
He became too much, too. But
yeah.
In the first movie.
Fucking perfect. So awesome. So fucking awesome. Like, one of my favorite things is the scene where they're in the counseling session with Carrie Fisher was the counselor.
Oh, yeah.
He has that whole monologue. Oh, man. And the shh.
Like the whole bag of shit.
That part was awesome. See, there was, and the sharks were freaking laser beams.
Give me a hug. Hug. I look at me like I'm freaking Frankenstein.
Oh, see, that was good. That was good shit. And then, because the second movie, he did the, instead of the sh, he did, what the hell was it now?
Zip it.
Zip it, yeah. Which was kind of funny.
I'm a suckle of my zipple. Yeah. Look at me, I'm zippy long.
That part was good. Was, so I guess there was some good stuff, but.
There was some okay stuff, but.
Overall, it was just kind of been there, done that.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how that goes. I'm kind of right down the middle of the road with that one right now. I'm not really opposed to it, but I'm not really excited by it. Just like Firestarter. I'm just not Firestarter. Sorry. All right, so next. We got Unbreakable 2, right?
Yep, coming in
January 2019. Only it's going to be called Glass, I think.
Yeah, it's Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Yeah, so that's because Split, that came out earlier this year, was
kind of like a
introduction to the villain.
Yeah.
Sort of. So I got to check
that Legion,
out.
I think. Well, it was kind of interesting because I didn't really think the movie was that great, but it was okay. But as far as M. Night movies, it's definitely one of his better ones.
Mm.
But it was, the idea of it was cool because it was kind of like an origin movie for a supervillain, but you didn't know that.
Right.
So that made it cool.
That is kind of cool.
So I was like, they'd never done that before. And that'd be a cool idea for other future villains, too, if they wanted to do it somehow that way. Because you get a whole movie just to setting them up, and then you're like, oh, cool, I didn't know he was a supervillain thing.
Oh, that's cool.
I like that, but
yeah.
The movie was...
So then the sequel is going to be Glass, and... Were you the one telling me? Somebody said that Bruce Willis made a cameo or something?
Yeah, at the end of...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you knew it was connected.
Oh, yeah.
You had no idea before that.
That is actually cool that he did it that way.
Yeah, I give him fucking props for that one.
Yeah.
But
see, that's the kind of stuff that you want to see him do. Not like the fucking Happening and shit like that.
Yeah. Like, that's... The Unbreakable is probably his only other movie that I liked. Like, yeah. Sixth Sense.
And Sixth Sense, yeah.
And even Unbreakable, I didn't love it, but I thought it was pretty good. But yeah. I haven't seen it in a long time, so
I should rewatch that. What the hell was I going to say? Yeah, freaking... Always, I keep thinking of Mark Wahlberg running away from the air that you said.
The air! Run away from the air!
Yeah. But this could be... This could be a good little franchise going on, so we will look forward to seeing what comes of that. We might actually be interested in a M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie.
I couldn't believe it.
It's unbelievable.
It is. I didn't think I'd say that. Actually, I didn't say that, so you said it.
That's true, yeah. All right, so next we have... Joe Johnston to direct Narnia, the Silver Chair. Sorry, handwriting's a little.
Yeah, it's called Cursive, bitch.
It's not called Cursive.
Yeah, it's Cursive.
That is not,
I know,
cursive.
That you don't know that.
That's chicken scratch.
To do that, that's perfect Cursive.
Not
my friend.
That is no way perfect.
It's perfectly fine. I can read it.
That's your writing. Of course you can read it.
You want to talk about chicken? You ever see your writing?
Yes, I have. I didn't say I could write.
It's like you handed a pen to a monkey. See there. There it is right there. So what were we saying? Oh, Narnia.
Narnia, which, as I told you, I've never actually watched any of the Narnia stuff.
No, I can't say you really miss much
I've seen
there.
Bits and pieces of the first movie, but that's about it.
They have a weird connection to the Narnia movies. Well, not the...
You have a weird connection to a lot of stuff.
To life.
I had a weird connection to life.
But I was a kid, I remember going to the library with my sister, and we watched... There was an animated Lion and the Witch in the Wardrobe movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it fucking scarred me and my sister. Because they, like, kill Aslan.
Aslan.
He's, like, sacrificed at one point in the movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was probably, like, you know, 3, 4, somewhere in that.
Oh, yeah. So I was mess like, a little kid up.
Yeah, we were like, what the fuck? And it was kind of fucked up. And I've never seen it since then.
Isn't that supposed to be a kid story, though?
Yeah, but it's kind of got a, like, a Christian-y
yeah,
kind
of
thing going
on there. Yeah, I know that
part
of it, yeah. But
it had a really just weird vibe overall. And it was weird. And it always stuck with me. So that made me want to see the movie when it came out because I just always been connected to that story.
Oh, yeah. Just the...
So I watched that one and it was not that great. And then I watched there's two more.
There's two more?
Yeah. Which I didn't really enjoy. They were okay, but not. You right. Know. I think there is for a little younger audience anyway, you know.
Yeah.
But this one is supposed to be all new. Well, Joe Johnston, that he did. Oh, that's the guy I'm thinking of that did. I think he did Jumanji in Honey, I Shrunk Him, a Ball or whatever. He's the one I'm thinking of. He's the guy that did Captain America, the first one.
Oh, right.
So
yeah.
That's why I looked him up. I'm like, oh, what else did he do? Because I know the name, but I couldn't think of it.
Honey, I Shrunk
Him. And,
good shit.
But I guess they're doing all new cast and everything. And the story, The Silver Chair, I guess, takes place a few decades after the last one. So it kind of works to have new people. But I think it has some returning characters, but they're going to just recast them, I guess. And so I think they're going to, like, it's going to be their own thing, but not totally ignore the old movies. Because right. I think they're doing it in sequence still. So I think they're trying to just finish up I think there's like 7 stories or something.
So, that makes sense. Especially if it's like takes place decades ahead, like, they can make those changes and still.
Yeah, because they have different characters. I think they have some similar, same ones, but
right.
I don't think they play as big of a part. So,
interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I might check it out.
I might maybe check it
out. I might definitely maybe check it out.
I might definitely maybe sort of kind of halfway check it out.
There's not any like good fantasy movies anymore, you know?
Yeah, there hasn't been...
I can't think of any.
Yeah, there hasn't been any in a long time. Really good fantasy type movies.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't think of anything.
Me either.
Somewhere our 3 listeners will be screaming at us, no, there was this and this and this, but... Hey, whatever, man. I don't remember them. I don't know what I'm saying.
He's having a stroke again. Bite on this fucking piece of leather. What the? You know,
is that what you call that?
Well, I'm getting older.
All right, moving on. Wait, this I'm kind of interested in. Jeff Goldblum is coming back to Jurassic World 2.
Yes. I was trying to do
that was a
Goldblum,
really
but I
good
couldn't.
Jeff Goldblum. You should stick with Cher.
I should stick with Cher. Man, if I could do a Jeff Goldblum impersonation and a Christopher Walken one, I would just talk like that all the time.
I know, right?
And I would love every fucking moment of it.
So... That would be awesome.
That was a little fun fact.
Yeah. I love Jeff Goldblum. He's awesome.
I do too. Like, I kind of didn't. Jurassic World was dumb as hell, I gotta say. It was kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
But it was stupid as fuck.
Right.
But it's definitely the best sequel. I'll give it that much.
Yeah.
Which is not saying a lot.
No.
But there's a lot of dumb shit in it.
Yeah. But it was fun. So.
Yeah.
You kind of just had to go in there expecting that.
But it's just weird that you're, like, thinking these people are paid millions of dollars and they just put all this money into it. And it's dumb as shit. You're like, how does that happen? What's going on?
A piece of junk.
Exactly, Luke. Like, how the fuck does that happen?
I know, right?
But, so I was kind of lukewarm on it anyway. But then I heard that Jeff Goldblum's going to be in it. And that, like, upped my interest, like, 100%.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum makes everything better.
He does, mostly.
He's like bacon.
He's like butter. What about you? You know, oh, that reminds me that this is like a little offshoot recommendation that we both have.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. There's a awesome, like, it's a horror movie, I guess, starring Jeff Goldblum.
Well,
it's kind of
is a it more movie. Of a thriller or a horror?
Well, it's kind of
both.
Yeah,
I guess.
A little blend there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a straight up horror, but where it's a movie where he thinks he's the devil, and it's called Mr. Frost. And if you guys can find that movie is fucking awesome. I love that movie.
Mr. Frost, that movie is awesome.
And nobody ever talks about it.
I know.
Like, and it's kind of hard to find a copy. I don't even know if it is on DVD.
It wasn't like a big movie, but it was so good. And he was so good in it.
Yeah, like if you love Jeff Goldblum, that's his fucking movie right there.
I want to watch that again one of these days.
I do have a copy of it. But yeah, like I think that's like one of his best movies.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody ever talks about that shit.
I know. I wonder if he even remembers making it.
I know. I just follow him on Twitter. I'm like, I want to talk to him. He probably doesn't want to talk to me about it, but I'm
Mr.
Frost. Hey, man, do you remember that movie? I love that movie.
I love you, but I also love Mr. Frost. That movie was awesome.
Can you send me like a good copy of that, Jen? Thanks.
Seriously, though, if you can find Mr. Frost, watch it.
It's gonna change your life.
It'll change your life. Especially if you're a fan of Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, this is...
It's one of his best roles ever.
And he's creepy and scary as hell in this movie.
Yeah.
He's not really funny in this one.
And I like it. It kind of leaves you, like, wondering. Like, it's not like...
Yeah, it's not exactly clear cut by the end of it.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
It depends how you...
Yeah,
it sort of is,
but...
Yeah. I don't know.
But there's always, like, the question in the back of your mind there.
Yeah, but it was definitely worth a check out, man.
Definitely. So good.
Little bonus recommendation right there.
There we go. Alrighty. So, I'm looking forward to seeing Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic World 2.
Yeah.
That'll be something to check out. Check it out. I think I had another stroke there.
That was another joke. Personal joke.
Right. So, let's go from one legend to another. Sylvester Stallone, sly to his friends, is rumored to be top choice for Mark Miller's Starlight adaptation, which Starlight was a really, really... Mark Miller's been really just...
Nailing it
lately. And Starlight was this great book about a guy, an older guy.
Yeah, but they kind of like a Buck Rogers, Flash Gordon kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you took like Flash Gordon or Buck Rogers into their senior years, and they've, you know, all their adventuring's done, they've gone back to Earth, and nobody believes them, and then he kind of gets caught up in it all over again.
Yeah, you have like called back to the help of somebody else.
And it was a good series.
I remember reading some of it. It wasn't that long, was it? I don't
know. No, it was like 6 issues, I think.
Oh, maybe I did read the whole thing. I really liked it, though, from what I did.
It was really good. And I guess I could see Sly doing that. Sylvester Stallone.
It's not initially who I would think of, but I think it kind of works.
But I can see it, yeah. It definitely works for me, which is kind of cool. So that'll be pretty sweet, I think. That's like a big space epic.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool.
With Sylvester. Sylvester?
Sylvester!
Sylvester!
Sylvester! Hey, that wasn't that bad, I think, at least from my end.
That was pretty good, yeah. It was no share, but...
So Cher and Sylvester the Cat, I can fucking do. That's a weird fucking...
Remember how I used to be able to do Eric Cartman really good?
Oh, yeah.
But I can't remember how to do it anymore. I've totally forgotten.
I remember one time you left your apartment and you left a message on your phone as him.
My outgoing answering machine message.
And it was fucking awesome.
Oh, man.
But then somebody randomly called you and left a whole complaint on it, right? Yeah. Some lady.
Some telemarketer. I'm like, well, fuck you.
I know, what kind of fucking calling she's calling you to try to sell you some bullshit, and then she's critiquing your phone message.
Shut the fuck up. She didn't like that I swore and stuff.
Daisy Poofs.
Daisy Poofs. Sweet. Yeah, I don't remember what you said, but it was fucking awesome.
It was. It was like a minute long thing. It was fucking, I wish I had it still. It was so good.
Yeah, that was good.
Moving on. Getting sick of that yet?
I wish I could just have that button in life.
I don't know. I should put that on my phone for my notifications. Oh, I got a text.
That's what I hear every time I go to a different room. Or I do anything. I'm going to my car.
For those who don't know what that is, that's from the Transformers. Look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Or don't.
I know, I keep forgetting that.
Not the movies.
Not the movies.
The crappy Michael Bay movies.
I keep forgetting that there's a good chance that if anybody was listening, they would have no idea what the fuck we're talking about most of the time.
That was the transition, like when they switch scenes in the old Transformers cartoon. They would play that. Remember, there'd be like a symbol. It would be Autobots or...
Yeah, we'd switch to Decepticon.
And then switch to Decepticon or whatever. That was awesome.
Somebody would flip to the same one. You're like, hey, what the...
Yeah, you're like...
Is that a mess up? Oh, okay. Like, you can't transition from the Autobots back to the Autobots. That makes no sense.
Don't get technical with me.
So, speaking of C-3PO, there's some big Star Wars news. And indie news.
Hey. Oh, probably there is.
So there have been some release dates for Episode 9 and Indiana Jones.
Indy
5. So, of course, they're moving the Star Wars franchise back to May. And Episode 9 will be coming out in May on May 24th. Yay!
That's cool.
That's awesome. And Indy 5 will be in July 10th of 2020. Yay.
It's indie, man. I'm always going to be excited about that. Even though the last one, not so good.
Not so good.
It's weird. Like, I've rewatched it, and it's less painful in some spots, but it's still, it feels, I don't know. It feels like it's trying to be Indiana Jones, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, there are moments where it kind of works, but there's so many weird things in there that I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
All I remember is the ants and the monkeys.
Yeah, the ants. That was fucking terrible.
I know, it was horrible.
But I get the idea that, like, it kind of felt like it could fit into an Indiana Jones thing, sort of, from the past things.
Yeah.
A little bit, but it was way too ridiculous. Yeah, and the monkey thing. That was
monkeys.
And, like, pulling them out of the quicksand with the snake and stuff. And you're like, oh, man. And it's cool that they brought Marion back, but I don't know. It just it didn't work.
And then, of course, you know, Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Who I'm not a big fan of. LaBeouf.
It sounds like when I take a crap. LaBeouf.
Hey, what are you doing there? LaBeouf. Excuse me, I got to go take a LaBeouf.
I need a courtesy flush on that LaBeouf.
I was going to write that down as a possible title, but that might be going a little too far.
Yeah.
Courtesy flush on the LaBeouf. where'd you go? I was taking a LaBeouf.
It's kind of a nice name for it.
I don't think Shia LaBeouf would think so.
Oh, but yeah, but...
Hey, Shia, what are you doing? Go and take a LaBeouf. Wait. What?
It sounds better than dropping a deuce. Going to Dokey Town. Bringing the Browns to the Super Bowl or whatever the fuck.
We like, at work, we like to say Stormin' Normandy. Because it started with this one guy, he kept saying he was going to go drop a bomb on Nagasaki. So one day after a really bad, this is a weird story, but anyway, after a really after a really potent LaBouffe, we said, "Man, you weren't just bombing Nagasaki, you were storming Normandy." So we wrote a sign that said Normandy on the bathroom stall, and now now that's what we do. We say he's going to storm Normandy.
He's got a lot of spare time with the job.
I suppose.
I remember one time there was a place that we worked together, and I remember every time it was weird. I didn't really like my job, which is not weird, but I remember you could smoke there while you were working. This is a while ago, okay?
Back in the day.
But I remember I used to go to the bathroom and take smoke breaks because I just needed to be fucking away from it. And I remember I'd go in there and there'd always be somebody writing some racist bullshit or some bull. There was always, and I remember I got into like a back and forth dialogue with whoever this guy was. So I would, they would write something stupid and racist, and I would fucking write something, and then I'd go like, I couldn't wait till the next day to see what.
Like call him out on it.
Yeah, we had like
shit.
A whole fucking conversation going. It was kind of funny.
You piece of LaBouffe.
Yeah, you say all this weird, like awful shit, and I'm like,
I don't get people sometimes. I really don't.
This is weird. But it's weird because I'm not a person that gets offended, but I just was like, you know, the only thing that offends me in life, other than the world as a whole, not really, but I mean, other than that, is people that get offended. That's the only thing that offends me. But some reason I just kept reading and I was like, what the fuck? I just have to say something to him. It just sparked this whole fucking dialogue all across the bathroom stall wall.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was funny. I'm like, I never did that. You never answer anybody.
I did that once. I remember back in school, somebody had written something on the desk about, I don't know, like how lame the class was or whatever. So I wrote something back and we started having like a conversation. I still have no idea who it was, but we had like a whole conversation. Just during classes, we would write to each other. Hey, did this and that.
I remember one time I wrote. We used to do that, like write notes on the desk to people. But you know, it was their desk.
Yeah.
And when instead of signing my name, I drew a little picture of myself. But it was so fucking exactly. It was fucking weird because I was like, I'm not really that strong of a drawer. I had moments. But it looked just like me, like the way it was standing, and like it was just fucking weird in there. I wish I could have taken a picture of it.
So I'm guessing it wasn't just like a stick figure.
No, it was like I had even like the jacket. I was like, it was fucking weird. Like it was creepy. I was like, wow, that looks just like. I had people say like, oh, it looks just like.
That's some creepy shit.
Yeah, it was weird. It looks like me.
Yeah.
It sounds creepy.
Yeah. You've done some interesting, like, art things sometimes. I remember you doodled this Spider-Man for me once today. I liked it.
They always looked like they were on the heroin.
I know. It was, yeah.
It was but a very, cool. Like, weird Spider-Man.
I even hung it on the wall. It was so nice.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
In my bedroom. And it's Spider-Man. This was yesterday.
That's nice.
No, yeah, it was. Anyway.
Yeah, I would just start, like, doodling, and then it would look like start looking like something, and then I would just make it into something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they always looked like a weird, twisted version of reality.
That's what, like, I could never, I was always jealous of people who could draw, because I couldn't draw shit. I once drew Usagi Yojimbo, and
yeah, I think I remember that.
It came out all right. That's a comic book character. Look it up, kids. Usagi Yojimbo, Samurai Rabbit. Good stuff. Anyway. Like, at first glance, it looked pretty good, but then if you really looked at, like, you're like, well, that's, like, way, it was, like, Usagi Yojimbo, like, if he had a stroke, he was, like, whoa. Wow.
Wow, where did,
this all started because we were talking about Indiana Jones.
Oh, LaBouffe, that's where
LaBouffe,
it was.
LaBouffe, yeah.
Damn you, LaBouffe!
Damn you, LaBouffe! So...
Yeah, I totally forgot what the fuck we were talking about.
All right, moving on. Guess what? That's right.
That's a nice noise.
So we got something on a live-action Teen Titans series, which is going to be on DC Digital.
Yeah, something else I won't not own.
I know, we'll probably miss it. And I think I read somewhere it was going to have Nightwing in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And when I read... They said there would probably be, like, Starfire and Raven.
Oh, yeah?
But they didn't know about, you know, Cyborg. I don't know if they're going to go there because of the movie. And...
Yeah, they probably wouldn't. even though it wouldn't be the same universe because DC's not going with that. They're going with separate universes, which is kind of lame, but
or
whatever.
Beast Boy, too. I don't know.
Yeah. But, like, I know a lot of people are huge Teen Titans fans. I know Brett and Mike from Weeby Geeks are big Teen Titans fans, but I never really got into the Teen Titans that much.
Yeah. I mean, I like them, but I'm not, like...
Yeah.
It would be cool to see, but I'm not, like...
Yeah, it'd be cool. I could...
I wonder who they would, who they'd use as a team.
I would imagine they'd probably go with the classic team, probably, or the most familiar team, which is, like, Nightwing, Beast Boy, Starfire, Raven, your mama.
Your mama!
Your mama!
Kid Flash, right? Was
he? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they would do that, or...
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe. And then, like you said, probably not Cyborg, because now they're...
Not a Cyborg! Oh, sorry.
Psychotron.
Oh, it's a horrible Megadeth song, sorry.
Yeah. Not that bad of an impression, though, of Dave Musty. It's been a long life.
Yeah.
So, where were we?
Teen Titans. We're a little unfocused today.
We're going to have to change that to the title of our show. Instead of Keep It as a Fringe, we'll call it Where Were We?
What were we saying? Now?
What were we saying? So, yeah, I mean, did it say what digital service it would be?
The DC?
Just DC.
Digital service? Yeah. I don't know if it exists yet, but...
I don't know. Because I know, like, the CW shows, they have a CW Seed, which is their digital thing. But I don't know if it would be related to that. That would be kind of cool to have the Teen Titans in, like, the Flash and Arrow, the Arrowverse, as they call it. Mm. Or not, whatever. I don't know.
I think I watched too much of it at once, and it burned me out on it.
What, all Arrow? Of it.
No, I mean just the whole thing.
I don't know, yeah.
Because they powered through Flash in Gotham and Supergirl, all pretty much in the same...
Have you watched Legends of Tomorrow?
I started watching that one.
The first season was just eh, but the second season's been better. Was better. It's done now.
And I started to watch Arrow. Like, I think it was just too much.
Yeah.
All at once.
Overkill.
Yeah, and then I was like, I need a fucking break. I need a break. And then I started to see a lot of patterns of shit I don't like.
Yeah.
And it kept coming up, and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh. Now I can't ignore it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I don't even know if I'll get to see this then.
Yeah, hopefully it'll, you know, come to some other format.
Yeah.
Something.
It's like the, they're having the American Gods show based on Neil Gaiman's book, but it's on Stars and I don't get Stars, so I'm like, will I be able to see it? I don't know. Am I going to get to see it? I don't know. It might be out of my reach. I can't see it. I don't know. I want to see it, but I don't know if I can. I don't know. Whatever.
I know, I might reorder Stars when Ash vs. Evil Dead comes out.
Oh, yeah. That show is awesome.
Yeah.
That show still has one of the greatest scenes I have ever seen in my entire life.
It's hilarious and disturbing.
And, yeah.
At the same time. Like, I don't know if I want to throw up or laugh. I don't know.
And all, if you've seen the show, then you'll know what we're talking about if I say, not the butt.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty messed up, man. But they did it too early in the season. I'm like, you can't top
that. You're like, what are you going to do?
You're never going to be able to
beat
that.
That was like the greatest thing ever. Oh, man. That was so awesome. So freaking awesome.
It's weird, though. I like that show, but it's not exactly the tone I hoped for, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because I liked Evil Dead 2. I love Evil Dead 2. That's my favorite Evil Dead one. And, like, his tone, I mean, there's silliness in it, but he's not really...
Yeah.
He's kind of serious, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because they, like, kind of go too far out there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not... I like it, but...
Yeah, it's a good show. It's just... Yeah, it doesn't... Something feels a little off.
Yeah, like, tonally, it's not exactly what I was looking for, but...
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah, I mean, and I love that, Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell's always good. He's awesome.
Yep.
I can't think of anything I didn't like. Bubba Hotep, that was
Bubba
good.
Hotep.
Bubba.
Oh, yeah, they're coming out with a wait, is it a sequel or a prequel novel about...
A novel?
And not the Bubbaverse.
Bubba. Bubba Hotep.
Yeah, there was supposed to be another movie. I hope that happens someday.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that one.
And My Name is Bruce was pretty good. I like that one.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. I got
to. We saw that.
Did we?
I think I brought it over so you could
see
it.
Wait a minute.
That was the one with Quan Ji, the Chinese demon that lived in the mine shaft there or something, and they released it. And what happened is Bruce Campbell was playing himself, and he was, like, living in a trailer, and there was a kid that was a real big fan of his, and the demon thing started happening, and he went to find Bruce Campbell to fight the demon. So he was playing himself, but the kid was like, you can do it, you know? Like,
I don't remember that.
You never seen that?
I don't know if we have.
Oh.
I guess we'll have to put that on the list.
Yeah, you have to see that. It was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't.
Although maybe when we start watching, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I did see this.
I could have sworn that I brought it over so you could watch it. But that was, you know, a few years ago, though. But
it doesn't sound familiar what you're describing to me.
But he kind of acts like, in that movie, how he's playing himself, he's kind of acting like how he does in Ash versus Evil Dead.
Yeah.
So kind of has that same kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he's just like a wicked asshole. And it's funny.
It's funny. Bruce Campbell's pretty good at playing the asshole, but from what I've seen, he's not. You know, what I've seen and heard in interviews and stuff, he's not an asshole. So, good acting, Bruce.
You play an asshole like nobody else can.
Oh, man. You play a good as asshole as the kid from Karate Kid there.
Johnny.
Sweep the leg.
Oh, that kid. Oh, man. He was like, this is a perfect asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was so good at it that you're like, if you just saw that guy on the street nowadays, you'd like, fuck that guy, man. Like, you'd have to give him the stink eye. You'd just be like, motherfucker.
Fucking sweep your fucking leg, motherfucker.
Crane kick you right in the fucking chops.
I'm going to drop you like Mr. Miyagi dropped that fly. I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel bad. I think that he didn't really get too many jobs after that because he played it too well. He was typecast as being a fucking douchebag.
Those are the kind of stories you hate to hear about. You feel bad because it's like, I'm sure he wasn't. I'm
sure he's a lovely man.
Sure.
But he fucking nailed being a douchebag so well.
So well.
Actually, I did see him. I remember seeing him in another movie, and he was a fucking douchebag in that movie, too. But that was many years later.
Because sometimes that typecasting thing, that's gotta suck. Like, I wonder if somebody goes into acting, if that's something they ever really worry about or just...
Yeah, it's got to be like a blessing and a curse, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're like, wow, I'm involved with something that people love and will always remember me for.
Right, but...
But that's all like they'll ever let me be, though.
Right, yeah. So on the flip side, I'm stuck with that.
Yeah, like look at fucking like Leonard Nimoy and shit.
Right, yeah.
Like, and I know he's done other movies.
And shit, yeah.
Yeah, but you're always going to be like, this fucking spoon, do the thing with the hands and the logical and all that bullshit.
No, Leonard Nimoy.
Except for he was in Invasion of the Body Snatchers in 78 with Jeff Goldblum. Little fun fact, little fun trivia.
Oh, now there's a team up.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have loved to see like a movie with Jeff Goldblum, Leonard Nimoy, Christopher Walken. Oh, man, that would have been good shit.
There should be a movie with Jeff Goldblum, Christopher Walken, and maybe Jack Nicholson. I thought there was somebody else, though. All roommates. That would be fucking amazing.
That would be, yeah.
Just follow them around.
I had this idea for a story that I was writing, and I have scenes of it written in my head, but I haven't actually written the story yet. And it's in my head. I picture Jeff Goldblum and Christopher Walken as two of the characters in it, and it's just it would be some kind of writing it with them in mind. But anyway,
this isn't something like a weird fan fiction thing, though, is it?
No.
Wowee! I haven't felt like this in years.
Or I should say, it wasn't until now.
Wow! I like the way you touch me. Mr. Goldblum. I can't. I wish I could do this. Yeah, no, that's in my fucking. Oh, fuck.
Oh, there was another impression that reminds me that you used to do. That was very wrong, but very funny.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to say it, but it's the Mickey Mouse doing a...
Whoa! I can't.
It was, let's call it Dirty Mickey Mouse.
Yes. I want to do it. I don't get through it, though. I don't know if anybody would want to hear that anyway, but
that was good stuff. All right, so that's a good. All right, let's move on. Do we have any recommendations this week?
I only got one.
One?
Yeah. I didn't do games. I'm confused about the games or the music because I'm like, I don't want to. There's plenty of stuff I listen to that people probably already know about, so that feels like a waste to me. Because I'm trying to find things you wouldn't know, maybe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So games, there's a whole shit ton, but I'm like, how far do I want to go back?
Shit ton.
Because I'm...
That's my favorite game. Shit ton.
But I mean, do I want to go, like, you know, like back to, like, PS2 or PlayStation? Or, I mean, like, I don't know how far I should go back on that stuff.
Yeah, you could. I mean, good game's a good game, right? Right. Right.
All
right,
well, then if that... okay.
Oh, here we go. I mean...
I just added now you just talked me into it. All right, I'm going to start with a game on this one.
What a piece of junk.
No, for the PlayStation 1, there was this game called...
Holy shit, you're going back.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how far back...
No, yeah, that's fine, yeah.
But there was a game called Silent Bomber, which I fucking loved. And I rebought it because
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, like, you don't really have... Your attack is you lay bombs. So, like, different kinds of bombs. So... It was really cool. Like, I bought it again. I found it on, like, eBay or some bullshit. And
E-bullshit.
So, I haven't played it again because it's been, you know, whenever the hell that came out, PlayStation 1. But it's always stuck with me all these years. And I sold it. I, like, you know, back in the day, you could go back and you could beat it and then go, yeah, I didn't like so much. And then they give you all your money back and then you buy another game. Like, I try not to do it too much, but sometimes, you know, you didn't have that much money and there would be, like, shit tons of games out. So I try to not do it, abuse it, but...
I believe they've changed their policies since then. I fucking abused it.
So...
Yeah, what the hell.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. Anyway.
That was back in the 20th century.
Well, that's weird, huh?
Yeah.
So, I remember one part I got stuck on that I never, I don't think I ever passed. It was always like, I'm gonna fuck it. It was like a part with a chessboard and the whole chessboard was attacking you and you're like laying bombs and... I think you have to beat the whole fucking chessboard to move on, and I just couldn't fucking do it at the time. So it's always been, like, sticking with me all these years. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking beat it. So that just saw, I have it in my pile I just saw of games. I'm like, that's a good one. I don't think anybody ever, I don't know anybody that's ever played that game.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever played it. I think I like it because it sounds like a game that's named after me. Silent Bomber. You just say, bing, dropping bombs, the boofs.
Let's put the but deadly in the between the two words. But yeah, if you can find that or get your hands on that, that was a good one that I remember. It might be complete crap. I don't know now. There's only one other person I know that ever played it, and he bought it too, and I was like, because I was looking for copies of it forever, and it was like always like $100 or something. I'm like,
$100?
Like, I want to play it.
But damn.
I think the copy I bought was like $50 to $60, which I'm like,
damn.
That's karma's a bitch there. I traded it in. Like, you're still playing full price for it. You fuck. All these years later.
Nice try with the swap.
Yeah, so I still paid for it. Anyway, that's a good one. And on the music front, there's a band I've just kind of been re-listening to. It's old. Derek knows them, too. It's called Soul Coughing.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really liked. It was probably like 90s. Like, you know, it happened in the 90s, 2000, early 2000s.
They're a little odd, but...
Yeah, like, I don't really know what the... They kind of fall under alternative rock.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really...
Yeah,
say that doesn't what really that is.
Describe them well. But they're definitely an acquired taste because usually when I'm listening to Soul Coughing, if somebody else hears it, they're like, what the fuck are you listening to?
Yeah, it's got like a weird mix of like jazz and like, maybe like drum and bass. There's a lot of like,
yeah.
And it's kind of like a spoken word poetry, like some of his delivery on some of the songs.
They used to play a couple of their songs on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Like in between shows and stuff. And
yeah, actually, I was just watching something on those guys, and And they were talking about that. He said, like, the guy at Cartoon Network really loved the album, so he went and, like, it's like, I'm going to throw it in everywhere I can.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it seems like the band had a bad history together, like the singer and the rest of the band, and it ended badly, and there's a big, giant mess there. But the lead singer has gone on to have his own career, which I check in every once in a while, but it's like he's playing like an acoustic and it's it's a little too safe for me, like it's not bad, but it's not really my thing. And that's, his name is Mike Doty. Don't know if you ever heard him, or maybe you have heard him already because he's still going. He has a really unique voice. Like, I don't love it, but it works in the context of the band,
right?
Like, I say their best album to check out first would be El Oso, which, as you know, is Spanish for the Oso. Well, Chris Farley callback.
I am El Nino.
But I think that's, I think I pretty much almost like every song on that album.
Yeah, that one's good.
But yeah, it's definitely unique. If you're looking for something different, it has some really nice bass lines and cool. And use a lot of samples, too. Like, that's what I like, too. The music is just fucking weird.
Yeah.
If you take the vocals out of it and just listen to it, it's, like, fucking bizarre.
Yeah, it's something different. It's interesting.
But, yeah. So,
cool.
Slow Clapping, Silent Bomber.
I, too, have a recommendation.
What you say?
A music recommendation.
Nice.
Yes. And this will also be a band that you like. I just recently was, they popped up on my iPod the other day. I'm like, oh, I forgot about them. It is Kilgore Smudge.
Kilgore. Oh, yeah. Which later turned into just Kilgore.
Right. But,
You know, they were just back around, too, not that long ago.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because I saw her up on YouTube about it, and I was like, holy shit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they were pretty good. They were like a...
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, sure, I'll let you talk about it.
They were, they were, like, good and stuff. And no, it was like... That was like, I don't know, what kind of style would you call that?
Yeah, I'm really bad with labels.
Like, I know, I am too.
Like, it's either I like it or I don't. That's the only labels I really have.
Yeah, I know, right? Because it's definitely like kind of...
It's not metal, but it's like not rock. It's heavier than that. But yeah, it's like,
and it's not like grunge, but it's grungy sounding.
Yeah, it's not grungy. There's a lot of drop D tuning, if that helps anybody. But...
And the singer's voice was just wicked cool.
Yeah, I liked it. It would some of it kind of reminds me of maybe like the first album of Stone Temple Pilots a little bit. Certain riffs and things.
Yeah.
And he kind of didn't sound like him, but he had a little bit of that.
Yeah,
maybe.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Stone Temple Pilots.
No.
There's elements there, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be a horrible comparison.
Yeah, like the first, released SDP. Yeah.
Like the first album, yeah. But yeah, I just heard him. Like I said, they just popped up on my iPod the other day. I hit it on shuffle, and I was like, oh, I forgot about them.
Yeah, I really liked the first album. The second album was okay, but it felt a little too poppy or something. I don't know, like there was a weird...
Was that when they changed to Kilgore? Just Kilgore?
Yeah.
Yeah, which I still... I don't know why they did that.
See, anytime a band tries to do anything to get people to listen to them, which makes total sense, you know, and make money at doing their job,
but
that's when I'm...
That's when
I don't like it now.
Like, oh, they ruined it.
Yeah, it's not because they were being successful, but... Because it changes. There's an obvious change of quality, and it's different.
Yeah, so.
Same with Metallica. I know everybody says, you know, they didn't change. I'm like.
Yes, they did.
They totally changed. And I don't care that if the whole world liked them, but they turned into a different, completely different
Thing. Yeah. But that is another topic for another day.
Yeah.
We don't want to get into that rant.
Hells no.
We can do a whole show about that.
We do the prequels and Metallica.
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe someday we'll do that. We'll just do a rant show. We'll just rant about everything that bothers us. So, that will bring us to our Fringe Movie of the Week. And this week, we watched It Came From Somewhere Else.
Which was from
1988.
And oh, good.
It was, well, that's weird. It was directed by Howard Hassler. And it says here, the synopsis of it, Kung Fu aliens from space have invaded the small town of Grand Bosch, accompanied by a surge of spontaneous human combustion and other mysterious phenomena in this awkward spoof of 50s sci-fi. Child spoof.
I have to say, I have to give AMD fucking props for making a synopsis of.
I know. They didn't have anything. Like, they listed the cast, but there's no cast pictures. There's no nothing.
This is extremely low budget.
Extremely.
Like, really.
And the movie was fucking weird, but a lot of fun.
I loved it. I feel bad that I've never seen it before. I'm like,
I don't know if I loved it, but I really liked it a lot.
Near the end, it started getting a little.
Yeah, but it was just.
I fucking loved it. I'm like, I want to live in that town. I'm like,
this fucking movie was as low budget as you can get.
Yeah, but they made it work. Like, it wasn't a detriment to it. Actually,
it did. it made it better. I think that was the whole point.
Yeah, because they were like, shit, we don't have any money, so.
And then, like, the story was just jumping all over the place, and the acting was horrible, but I think purposely horrible.
Yeah, like, I liked every character, though. Like, there was nobody I didn't like.
And there was a lot of shit in the movie that didn't make sense, but that was part of its charm.
It was fucking amazing. Just like,
okay, whatever.
he's talking to the guy from was it the FBI or something?
Yeah.
Remember the
something
Department
like
of Bureaucracy?
Yeah.
And it's funny, he's just talking on the phone, and the guy's just sitting there looking out the window. It's like a building being blown up.
No explanation. It just happens.
Yeah, and then he also had a secretary. They would just go to random color, like when there was violence or nudity.
Which is weird, yeah.
And the secretary, like, she was just sitting there, and then all of a sudden this, like, sexy music came on, and she just, like, stripped naked.
For no reason.
But what was weird about it was that nobody acknowledged it.
Yeah, nobody.
Like, she was looking at the guy that came in, and she was doing it, and he didn't look at her once. So nobody noticed that she was naked.
Yeah, it was so weird.
And she also, she spoke English, but she had like a slight mumble or something. So they always had subtitles every time she said something.
But then it was in black and white, and the subtitles were white, so like you could barely see what the subtitles were saying. But which is fine, because you could understand her anyway.
Yeah, but she had like a sort of like one part of the sentence, you'd be like, what? It was just, fucking complete madness for like an hour and a half. I don't even know how long it was, but I loved the mayor.
He's so funny.
I just loved so much about it.
These weird, like the kind of special effects where they had like a flying saucer and it was a frisbee and you could see the string hanging down.
Yeah, and there was one part like it looked like the same flying saucer. I mean, this is going back. I don't know if anybody is familiar with Brady Bunch, but there was one episode where Greg made a fucking flying saucer on like a blanket or some shit, and that, but it looked exactly like that flying saucer. It was hilarious.
It was funny when they shot the one guy. They shot one guy, and when they shot him, that's when it turned to color, and he had all this blood splurting out, like this bad fake blood, and he didn't die.
Yeah, he was kind of like Mr. Rogers too. Like he dressed like him, and he was kind of like really polite and nice. And everybody was like, oh, fuck that guy. Like, and they just paid no attention to him.
Yeah. And they all hated him. And it was, he got shot because the sheriff and the deputy, who were the biggest, like, assholes in the town, were trying to shoot this flying hand, like, a human hand that was, like, just randomly flying around for no reason with this weird noise, like alien spaceship noise, but it was
like
a hand.
Sci-fi, like, woo.
Yeah. It was just, the move, it was just.
It was fucking madness.
It was madness, but it was awesome.
And the town had like the worst doctor ever. Like it was like all these people dropping dead or, you know, getting cancer. He's like, I don't know. He's like, he gives each person that comes in for whatever reason, gives them like 2,000 x-rays.
Yeah. And like, he was talking about this one kid that had a broken arm and he gave like 1,000 x-rays to his arm and then he realized it was the other arm.
He said, I gave 1,000 that one. And he's like, oh yeah, his arm was broken.
And then the next week he died of cancer.
It was just so fucking weird.
It was.
But I loved it.
Yeah.
I did love it.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, it kind of felt like Doctor Strangelove a little bit, because they were doing like...
Oh, yeah.
Like with the plane, and they were getting ready to drop bombs on the place.
Yeah.
And, but the whole thing kind of felt like Doctor Strangelove, but, you know, not as good as that. But
right, yeah, but...
It definitely
happened. And then it ended weird. It like just kind of ended.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's a tough one to I don't know. Like, what to say it's about, I fucking know, man.
All I can say is check it out. It's...
Yeah, I thought it was fucking great.
You'll definitely be watching the whole movie going, what the fuck? But But it's...
I think you have to be in the mood, though.
Yeah,
I,
yeah.
I could see you, somebody just popping on to me and like... This is fucking stupid. Terrible.
What the fuck is this shit?
But I don't know, man. I must have been in the right fucking zone because I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. Just take... Keep in mind that it's a super low, like $20 budget movie. And
yeah.
It's a spoof of like 50s kind of... sci-fi movies.
Like, it sort of is, but...
Yeah, it sort of is, but it isn't.
Like, the setting's kind of that, but it doesn't really feel like a 50s.
No. And just keep in mind that it doesn't totally make sense, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, just let go of the reins and enjoy it. Don't try to figure it out.
Go along for the ride. That's it.
And, like, every scene is constantly something... fucking insane happening constantly, but it doesn't feel like it never feels like it's too much or you know how a lot of movies they have like the first front of it's kind of packed with the laughs and then the rest of it kind of is like like this one kept me laughing or chuckling throughout the whole movie except for the end. I was kind of like, okay, I'm ready,
but then it ended.
Yeah, but it held up the funny pretty much the whole way through. For me anyway,
it was like I was watching it the whole time going, what the fuck is going on? But not in a bad way. Like, I'm just like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm enjoying it.
It's complete madness. And I hate that I never saw it before. I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever seen it though. And it makes me mad. I'm like, oh, 1988. I'm like, damn, I could have known about this movie my whole life.
I know, right? But I don't know if we would have appreciated it as much. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
When we were younger. I don't know. I don't. Anyway, we recommend you check it out.
I hope that you would enjoy that. I don't...
Just...
That's a tough one to say.
Yeah, just keep in mind...
You have to be pretty, like, silly shit. If you, enjoy silly humor, you'll like it.
Yeah. Don't be looking for something that's going to be making, you know, like a solid story and making sense and stuff. This is just nuts.
Nuts.
But a good nuts.
Good nuts.
Good nuts. That's some good nuts. So,
wow, those are some... Oh, fuck. Trying to bring that... Good nuts. Jeff Goldblum. Christopher Walken fan fiction. Wowie. Those nuts are fantastic. I can't. Sorry.
That's some funky shit. Oh, I didn't have an effect on.
Oh.
That would help. Did you hear my mouse moving?
There we go, that's better. Hey, that's some funky shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't have yours on. Oh, there you go. I'm just talking about Shaft. Shut your mouth. Isn't that supposed to go the other way around? Shut your mouth. Here we go.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Shaft.
I can dig it.
Can you dig it?
All right.
I think we just lost our... I think there's a gas leak in your house. This whole show has been like... I'm just randomly talking about shit.
I think on that note, that'll do it for this week's episode. I think before we get a little more crazy and end up being like the movie...
And all three of you out there, you're welcome.
We love you.
How could you get this for free? Can you imagine? Who could? I mean, I couldn't. That's such a deal that you get it for free.
All right. So until next time, we'll see you all later.
Good night, everybody.
The keepers of the fringe are all around you. You can find them all around the internet. You can email the keepers at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. You can find the keepers on Twitter by following @KOTFR. You can find the keepers on Facebook at facebook.com/keepersofthefringe. The Keepers are on the Weeby Geeks Network. You can find them there at www.weebygeekspc.com. You can find the Keepers of the Fringe podcast on iTunes. And if you give them a rating and a review, then others will be able to find them as well. Finally, you can find the Keepers on YouTube at the Keepers of the Fringe YouTube channel.
Movies.
That's a good start.